This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Thank you. Welcome in, Tom, for KER Politics. I've got a guy on the line with me right now. I don't want to say just a guy. I'm going to say a real intellectual on the line with me right now. His name is David Horowitz. David is the founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He founded it back in, what is the date here? The date
related. 1988.
There you go, 1988. David is a former very active left-winger. He said when he and I were chatting off mic that he realized the fallacy of the left, and there certainly are a lot of fallacies with the left going on in our society right now. David, I think this is an incredibly important issue. I think if we get the Joe Bidens of the world, the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, and the rest of them in power, America is basically going to fall. And I find that to be absolutely terrifying. Give us your thoughts on that, first of all, would you, David?
Yeah, this is a communist left that has been infiltrating and now controls the Democratic Party for 50 years. Well, conservatives have been relatively asleep. Conservatives are too well-meaning, too polite, too well-bred, too much wanting to avert their eyes from what's going on. And these are not only wrong-headed people, they're malevolent. They hate America. Now, Joe Biden is just a pawn. He's just a panderer. But the Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, she's a Muslim Brotherhood terrorist, is what she is. Terrorism is violence in the service of a political agenda. So every bomb-throwing terrorist organization has to have a partner that's political. For example, the terrorists want to strangle Israel because it's a democracy and because they're fanatics and bigots. They hate Jews. They hate Christians. They hate infidels generally. And so their political campaign is a boycott of Israel, which they're hoping will strangle it economically. We have on every major campus in this country an organization called Students for Justice in Palestine, which is an arm, a creature of the Muslim Brotherhood, and their whole rationale is to spread terrorist propaganda against Israel, demonize Israel, spread lies like the Jews stole the land on which Israel was created, it's a genocidal lie. And they're supported by all our major universities.
David, can you speak into the headset, please?
Yeah, they get money, they get protection from the university administrators. That's the situation we're in, and they have a caucus in the House of Representatives, and they're just willing idiots who are vying for the nomination of the Democratic Party. I can't believe the nonsense that they put out there. The Green New Deal is communism. Don't call these people liberals. They're vindictive bigots. Don't call their plan socialist. They're communists. They wanted, just one example. I put a gun to your head, say the planet is going to die in 12 years if you don't give us all the power we want. And then they say we're going to get rid of all in 10 years. We're going to get rid of all gasoline cars. How many gasoline cars do you think there are in the United States? 250 million? You're going to take away these cars from people? Are they going to lose a lot of money? The car is not an inexpensive thing. And they're going to be forced to drive electric cars, which they don't want to drive. and which don't work that well anyway. I understand it's like 3 months to get your Tesla repaired, which is the top of the line there. So how can you do that without instituting a police state? You can't. You know, Kamala Harris has said, you know, I'm going to ask Congress to take away your guns, and if Congress won't do it, I'll do it. This is their mentality. They think that they're on a mission from God, I guess, although their God is history. And they can just order people around. And why do you think progressives killed 100 million people in the last 100 years in peacetime? This, because they got in the way of their fantastic schemes like Green New Deal. They want the government to control your health care. Single payer, that's communism. It means you have no alternative to the government knowing all your health information, telling you what remedies you can have or not have. And there isn't a, where's the Democrat, where's the member of the Democratic Party opposing this disgusting plan that will end American freedom? Now is the problem with Obamacare. Very few people mention it. It takes away your freedom to choose your plan. It takes away your freedom not to have health insurance if you don't want it.
David, let me ask you a question. I think the root of all of this, in my opinion, and I'm following politics certainly as close as any other American because of what I do for an avocation. What I believe that this whole thing started out with some very, very sly left-wingers who basically were interested in getting votes. I think that's the major reason, for example, that the government allows Mexicans to come into our country illegally because they're looking to get votes from those people. I think one of the reasons...
That's correct.
I agree.
But it's also because they hate America. They don't understand that America's prosperity, they think America's prosperity comes from exploiting other people. It comes from a culture which encourages entrepreneurship, which gives opportunity to everybody. It's a very positive thing. But they hate America. They don't want borders. They want illegals to vote. They want criminals to vote. They want terrorists to vote. They want children to vote. They want to abolish the Electoral College, which protects the minority from the tyranny of the majority. And they want to get rid of the Senate. There's no way. They don't want any IDs at the voting booth, so people who don't respect America can vote 100 times. They just can vote over and over again. Nobody will know who they are. Like I say, this is a very sinister movement, and it has got control of the Democratic Party. Not that there aren't decent people in the Democratic Party who right now are intimidated. They don't want to be called racist, sexist, homophobe, and all the other ways that they keep you in line. That, you know, the Russians said you were anti-Soviet if you criticized their tyranny. They've conducted a sabotage campaign of a duly elected president, using the intelligence chiefs, the intelligence agencies to spy on the Trump campaign and try to destroy it and then to try to overthrow the Trump government. But they say that their policy is resistance. The last time there was resistance to a duly elected American president was in 1860 with Abraham Lincoln. We're in a civil war situation. It's not a shooting war because the government, the federal government, is too powerful, but it is a war over who controls the federal government. And the other side that wants to control it, the Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, all these ignoramuses, Beto O'Rourke, they're jokes. Communist Bernie Sanders, who are running for president.
David, I'm sorry, we have to take a real quick commercial break here, just about 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, sure. I'm going to be back with my new hero, David Horowitz. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing to chat with David Horowitz. David is the founder I'm sorry, David.
Yes, I have a book that I just published. Was just published. It's called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. Yep. And the central idea of the book is that this is I speak as a Jew, as an agnostic, and as a former radical.
Yep.
That America was created 98% of the people who created America were Protestant Christians.
That's right.
And all the principles that we hold dear, equality, tolerance, inclusion, even diversity, are all Christian, Protestant Christian values, actually. The country could not have been created by anybody but Protestant Christians. And, of course, the religious roots of this country are banned. You can't teach children in schools that the pilgrims were Christians, let alone that they were escaping persecution as Christians. So Americans like Elizabeth Warren have no idea of what their freedoms are based on and what the nature of them are. The founders did not want one person, one vote, because they understood that the root cause of social problems is us, is individuals, is the corruption that is endemic to the human nature. St. Augustine called it original sin.
Right.
But we've had a two-year lesson in corruption as the Democrats try to sabotage a duly elected president in the heads of our intelligence agencies and the whole leadership of the Democratic Party. The attack on Christianity in America, on Christians. For example, why do they ban Chick-fil-A from two airports? Not because they make bad chicken, but because they don't like their ideas. How un-American is that, to punish people for their ideas? That's where we are now. We're at a terminal point in the life of this country if Trump doesn't win the 2020 campaign and if people do not come out of the woodwork and fight. The biggest change that we've had is that we have a leader who fights and will call things by their right name. Conservatives are too damn polite. They call the progressives liberals. What are they liberal about except sex, hard drugs, and criminals? That's what they're liberal about, and our enemies. They're vindictive bigots is what they are. That first instinct is to destroy anybody who disagrees with them. Hence all these attacks on Attorney General Barr. They're disgusting, and they're totalitarian, and they're worthy of fascists, which is what the progressives actually are. That's the way they behave. That's the way they behaved in our universities. So this book, Dark Agenda, which I wrote, drew on my knowledge of the left and my understanding post-left of where the virtues of this country come from. And I think there's a problem in the Christian community also, aversion to politics and to this political warfare, which is very ugly. I agree, and I have sympathy for people who feel that way. But if you don't defend your freedoms, and we don't call a spade, I wrote an article called The Terror Caucus in the House. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and their friends, Presley and Jay Appel, and there's a hell of a lot more, are part of an anti-American, pro-terrorist left. The fight in Venezuela, which Ilhan Omar, she wants to blame the problems of Venezuelan dictatorship and socialism on us. But that fight is with the Hezbollah. The Iranians provide the palace guard. There's 20,000 Cuban troops there. And there's Russia backing up the dictator. It's the war. It's a cold war that we fight. But we have Congress people who are protected by the Democratic Party. She's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, who hate America and want to destroy it. And then people have to wake up to the gravity of the threat before it's too late.
You know, I agree 100%. David, we've got about, let me look at my clock here. We've just got about 3 minutes left here. Tell us about your new book, Dark Agenda. I have a feeling we've been talking about it for the subject matter for probably the last couple of segments.
Yeah, but what I do is I go over how is it that the religious roots of this country are now so hidden and that it's open season on Christians. And it, you know, it started in the 60s with terrible Supreme Court decisions. You have to remember, the Supreme Court is 9 lawyers appointed for life by politicians. And how could that go wrong? But it went seriously wrong. First, they banned prayer in the school without any constitutional basis for doing it. Separation of church and state means only one thing, and that is the federal government can't set up an official religion. We don't have an official religion in this country, and saying a prayer in school does not establish a religion. The woman who got the Supreme Court victory to ban Bible reading in the schools, one of the wisest, obviously, if a book lasts 3,000 years, there's got to be a lot of wisdom in it. Madeline Murray O'Hare is the plaintiff. She was a lunatic communist, is what she was. Right before she started her campaign to drive religion out of the schools, she took her 2 sons to Europe to defect to the Soviet Union at the height of the slave empire and the Cold War. That's who she was. She said that America was a gulag, a slave labor camp run by New York Jewish bankers, and that the only freedom comes from, you know, living for the state. I'm not making this up. This is testimony of her son, who later converted to Christianity. Roe v. Wade is what created the religious right, a disgusting decision. I actually never thought I'd live to see the day when the Democratic Party would make it lawful to murder children, babies that have already been born. That's how unhuman the Democratic Party can be, what they're willing to accept. How come there isn't a revolt among Democrats against what New York did and what they want to do in Virginia?
I agree. David,
we've
got to take a break here real quick, David. I'm sorry. All I want to do is I want to tell all of our listeners, Big Al will be supporting David's organization. We're going to be giving it an awful lot of press coverage. You know why? Because they are 100% correct.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
143 people aboard a military charter plane heading from Cuba to Florida wound up in the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. The plane apparently overshot the runway and went into the water.
The water is shallow, so the rescue operations were relatively easy, and I do see that they launched one of the rafts, which would be standard. Once you deploy a slide or you pop the emergency doors, that's automatic.
The plane was one of 2 regular weekly flights, rotating back U.S. military personnel, family, and contractors from the Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. There were no prisoners on board, and there were only a few minor injuries. Cities along the Mississippi River are deluged with water, and they're expecting even more flooding this weekend. So far, 4 deaths have been blamed on the high water. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. A big analyst chatting right now with Daniel Greenfield. Daniel is an investigative reporter. He is involved with the David Horowitz Freedom Foundation. We're going to be talking a lot about this Freedom Foundation, by the way, in the weeks ahead, because I think these guys are right on. The reason I think that they are right on is because I think a lot of bad things, negative things, are happening in the United States right now, not only politically, but you know what? I'm not going to bend your ear today about political issues, that type of issue, the government, etc., because I've been doing that for a long time. What I'm really concerned with right now is society. Being an investigative reporter, Daniel is also very interested in the topic of the growth of anti-Semitism in the United States. Let's start out, Daniel, if you would. Just give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I guess we're in somewhat complicated territory.
Yes,
but
we are.
Yes. Well, you know, the most important things in life are somewhat complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like any journey of faith, it begins with knowing who you are.
Now, why are more and more people in the United States turning towards anti-Semitism, or are they? I'm under the impression that they are. I mean, am I correct in that?
I don't think more people are turning toward anti-Semitism so much as people who are anti-Semitic are getting more prominence. And part of that is the radicalization of politics, particularly the Democrat Party. They're elevating people like Representative Omar, some of the people around Bernie Sanders who do have anti-Semitic views. And we've seen this before. We've had Jesse Jackson on the national stage when he was running for president. But there was an attempt to condemn that, or at least to be distanced from that. And the Democrats really don't condemn that anymore. There is also a larger situation, which is that the country is fracturing in certain kind of ways. People feel under stress. And when the middle class feels that they're insecure, all sorts of political extremist ideologies start taking over. And when that happens, you have not just anti-Semitism, but a variety of crazy, weird, strange beliefs, hateful ones, destructive behaviors. I mean, we've seen just the number of shooting incidents, not anti-Semitic ones, even mass shootings in general, in schools and other locations just continue to climb because yes, when the country feels like things are cracking up, people embrace destructive behaviors. And this is not the majority of the country. This is very much the exception. But these people tend to show up very much. They get publicity. They get headlines. Their behavior even becomes normalized.
How can the behavior of walking into a synagogue and killing in cold blood a number of the members of that particular synagogue, how can that be anywhere near normal thinking?
It's not normal thinking for ordinary people, but for people who are very angry, who are hateful, it can become normal. And that's one of the really the effects of the Internet. Before the Internet, you had a kind of normative social values. With the Internet, it made it possible for all sorts of people to group together. And a lot of that grouping was fine. It was innocent. There's people who like short-haired cats coming together in a Facebook group. It's, it might be people.
I got to tell you.
They were abducted by UFOs finding each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, David, I got to tell you, I find it fascinating that the Democratic Party is kind of holding this. Let's just say remnants of this particular philosophy, because that's going to do nothing but destroy the Democratic Party.
It's already being destroyed. It's going further and further to the extreme. The 2020 Democrat candidates are embracing views that are just completely out there. At this point, any proposal that anybody puts out there that's to the left, including just having the Boston bomber vote, immediately gets endorsed by some of the 2020 candidates. There's no stopping point or no brakes in the car.
There really aren't. I just find that to be absolutely amazing. You know, I was thinking I do a lot of political thinking and I do a lot of politics on the air, you know, in a public forum, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to say, I thought that maybe I thought that Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez's and the rest of them, the woman who you mentioned at the outset here and people like that, I always thought they would be quieted down by somebody like Joe Biden. But you know what? I don't think that's going to happen. Whether or not Biden's going to get, you know, the nod to run against Trump, I don't know. But I think the Democratic Party as a whole has killed itself. I agree 1,000% with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's only going more and more extreme. I see no signs of moderation. Joe Biden is sort of trying to sound a bit more moderate, but that's because he sees himself as the 2020 nominee, so he doesn't need to compete in the radical primary. He doesn't need to endorse the Boston bomber voting. He doesn't need to endorse packing the Supreme Court, banning planes and cows and any of the other crazy stuff. But it doesn't mean that he's actually a moderate. It just means that he's preparing for a general election where he has to appeal to independents and more mainstream voters.
Yeah.
But the party itself is very much moving to the extremes.
You know, I want to talk specifically about something that's going on right now back in Washington, D.C. on funding for the terrorists. But I want to get into that in the second segment. You wrote an excellent, excellent missive on that. And I did post it on our website last Thursday, by the way. And I'm getting some very interesting responses. I got a lot of people who are interested in this. A lot of my listeners have spent time actually going to the site and reading that. But let's talk about some of your other investigative reporting assignments and any you can share with us?
Well, I'm always trying to work on one thing or another. I've got a piece right now up about one of the mythical origins of the Syrian Civil War. Now, people may not remember this because it's been a while at this point, but early in the days of the Syrian Civil War, the claim was made, the story was put around, that how did this whole violent conflict that's really destroyed Syria, wrecked the region, get started? They claimed that there was a particular boy who wrote a piece of graffiti on the wall and that he was taken in and tortured by the authorities. Now, since then, and I've documented this in the piece, the media has rolled out six different boys claiming that each one is the one that was the original boy. They're completely different in ages, have different names, are obviously different people. So it's kind of documented just how the media has been telling this lie for 8 years. It's hasn't even pretended to create any kind of consistent story in this regard. There's absolutely no fact-checking. The media right now wants to be in the position of fact-checking ordinary Americans, yet it has no interest in fact-checking itself. And we're tricked, we're manipulated, we're lied to by the media. The media never actually corrects its own stories. Nobody actually takes the media on and exposes this.
You know, that's a very, very interesting phenomenon going on in our society right now. I have stopped actually reading a lot of what I consider to be the conventional media. I mean, I read the Seattle Times, which is printed, you know, roughly two hour drive away from me because I'm kind of following the NBA playoffs. I read it strictly for sports. I love the Seattle Mariners. I love the Washington Huskies, but I have no interest in any of their syndicated stories simply because I cannot read a story right now about, let's say, kind of a middle, what I consider to be an important topic without actually going in and fact-checking it. And I'm amazed at some of the stories that come out, David. David, we've got about 40 seconds here left in this particular segment. Why don't you wrap it up with just giving an opinion on the lack of fact-checking?
The media no longer does fact-checking, it does narratives, it does messaging, which means the media wants to tell you a story that fits its political agenda. It no longer even bothers reporting on news. It doesn't bother checking its own facts. It just wants to convince you of something. It wants to sell you something.
I find that to be absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I am going to be right back, and we're going to continue this discussion on a subject that is very, very pertinent because it is relevant, I guess I should say, for one reason. It's going on right now in the congressional hall. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Daniel.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion, focusing on the anti-Semitic situation that I believe is rising in the United States right now. You know, I made a comment about a topic that is going on right now in the halls of Washington, D.C., in the halls of Congress. Daniel wrote about that, and I posted his writing on our website last Thursday. You have people who are actually in the U.S., politicians, who are funding terrorist action. Explain that, would you, David? Daniel?
Sure. So the Palestinian Authority is basically the same thing as the PLO, except when we made the so-called peace deal with the PLO, we began calling their so-called government the Palestinian Authority. Now, that government is funded largely by American tax dollars, and that those tax dollars have been used to directly fund terrorism. They've been used to fund terrorist attacks. The so-called police officers of that government have carried out terrorist attacks, and also everybody who carries out a terrorist attack in Israel, they can kill Jews, they can kill Americans, they can kill anybody. They're going to get a pension, a lifetime pension from the Palestinian Authority, paid for with American tax dollars. So Congress has passed a number of pieces of legislation to rein this kind of money in. And one of the major ones involved a lawsuit filed by Americans who had been wounded, who suffered serious injuries, PTSD, loss of use of parts of their body after terrorist attacks in the early, 2002, 2003. So the lawsuit was filed in 2004. It ran through the courts for almost a decade. There was finally a judgment, but the courts also found that the court didn't actually have jurisdiction over the Palestinian Authority, so Congress passed something called the Anti-Terrorism Clarification Act, which actually said that the courts do have jurisdiction, which means terror victims can sue the Palestinian Authority. In response, the Palestinian Authority just announced that it was no longer accepting foreign aid from the United States. That might actually make it liable for lawsuits. I know this is getting kind of complicated. I'm trying to break it down as much as possible. So Senator Dianne Feinstein and five other Democrat senators have come forward and said that they want to exempt certain kinds of U.S. foreign policy aid to the Palestinian Authority, including aid to their so-called police, from lawsuits by terror victims. And they've tried to do this by claiming that there's a humanitarian crisis,
right,
that they just care very much about the children. The actual reality of the situation, though, is that they're trying to exempt money that's going to terrorists, including the terrorist police, from being able to be recovered by terror victims, including American terror victims.
Well, the beat goes on, so to speak. Now, there were six Democratic senators who, as you said in the title of your story, are selling out Jewish terror victims. Well, you know, I hate to say this, but they're selling out more than Jewish terror victims. They're also selling out American terror victims, you know, Catholics, Lutherans, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they are funding, they're making sure, or they're trying to get funding for people who we are truly at war with, Daniel.
That's exactly right. Actually, one of the major pieces of congressional legislation was the Taylor Force Act. Taylor Force was not Jewish. He was an Afghanistan-Iraq war vet who was just visiting Israel. He was murdered by a terrorist. The terrorist received money from the Palestinian Authority. So that's a very literal example of that. This happened very recently. His father went out. He campaigned. He went down to Washington, D.C. He persuaded members of Congress to cut funding to the Palestinian Authority.
Jeez. You know, I totally don't understand where the Democrats are going at this moment in time. But as we talked off mic and in the last segment, I guess a little bit, they're doing nothing but shooting themselves in their foot. I mean, you know, to say everybody is equal is a wonderful thing to say, but you have to consider the groups that you're talking about. You can't equally support all groups because you got 500,000, half a million Islamic terrorists out there who, you know, their main goal in life is basically to eliminate people who don't think the same way that they do. And I got to say that, in my opinion, that is, I think that's damn near a mortal sin in my religion, Daniel, to say the least. You know, the topic came up. I was talking with your publicist, Sandy, who is a great woman, by the way, and she feels that it is almost impossible because it's so dangerous for people like yourself and David to do any speaking on college campuses today. How do you feel about that subject? I talked with David about it in the first couple of segments, but I'm just curious how you feel about it.
So I know David, he's indefatigable. He's a trooper. He keeps going to college campuses, and it's definitely a dangerous thing to do. You can just come in for just simple, straightforward harassment, but there have been bomb threats. There have been physical assaults on conservative speakers on college campuses, even assaults on liberal professors who invited them and participated in dialogue with them. That's just how ugly it's gotten. And it is a very disturbingly insane situation because we're talking about, in many cases, public universities, places that are funded by taxpayer dollars or are supposed to be open, where you have a small group of leftist thugs saying that we're going to deplatform anybody we disagree with, we're going to assault anybody we disagree with, and they're going to come out and they're going to scream, this is killing us, I don't feel safe on campus, and yet they're the ones who are actually attacking people who are making campuses unsafe.
Well, what happened to the Constitution and free speech? I just don't understand that whatsoever. It's we've had a couple of instances that I alluded to talking with David earlier, that really sad, sad situations that happen here in Washington State. I mean, Oregon State University attracts some of the most intelligent young people you can imagine, and they're crazy what they're doing down there politically. I would have to say, it is so sad. And you know, it's here I'm just simply talking in platitudes. You written any books? And I should know the answer to this. I believe you have.
I'm afraid I've written a number of pamphlets. I am working on the book, but I don't have a book out. But thank you for anticipating that.
Well, tell me about the book you're working on.
Well, it's going to be a book about how America is splitting up, the different tribes, shall we say, of America, the factors that are just tearing this country apart, and what we can do about it.
Well, I'll tell you, that book is going to get just a whole bunch of publicity on this particular program. I'm very passionate about what you guys are doing at the David Horowitz Freedom Institute. I really am very, very enthusiastic about helping out as much as I possibly can. Let's go into a different subject. How did you get involved in this thing? Just because you're Jewish or because you, and because I'm sure you have some strong ties to Israel, but you got to be pretty passionate, Daniel, to do what you're doing.
Well, it actually goes back to September 11th. Back then I was living in New York City in downtown Manhattan. I saw what happened. I was there. We were evacuated just going uptown. People were coming through with ash on their clothes. It felt like the beginning of a war. And in the weeks and months afterward, I looked for ways to get involved, to actually do something. So I began writing about Islamic terrorism. That's actually what took me to where I am now.
I want you to react to this story. I have friends who keep reminding me that it was Jewish people who were dancing in the streets celebrating, according to these people, what had happened. That's got to be so damn false. Comment on that story, would you, or on that rumor?
So I think somebody's distorting what President Trump mentioned, which is that you did have Muslims in New Jersey dancing in some cases on the roof. That story, that's been verified quite a bit, and a number of retired police officers have discussed this. Jewish people obviously were not dancing in the street. There is a Jewish holiday known as Simchat Torah, in which people dance on the street, but that took place about, I believe, over a month afterward, and we specifically, considering the kind of dark time that was going on in New York, nobody was dancing in the streets.
You know,
so we did try to celebrate because it's a celebration of life, but that, in any case, that was well over a month later.
I got to tell you, Daniel, it's just amazing how people can twist the truth if they want to. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about doing my radio show. You know, we got 20 stations, you know, thousands of people, literally millions of people who listen to the show. And I want everybody to stop and think about the David Horowitz Freedom Foundation, number one, what David Horowitz has to say, and also what Daniel has to say. I really appreciate this. I'm not going to let you get off real easy, Daniel, by the way. I'm going to keep bugging Sandy about getting you and your colleagues back on our show. Your message is too important for us not to consider it. Thanks so much for your time, Daniel.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you're doing.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.